advance aid to the semifinals of the NIT next week.
March Madness, an Indiana team scoring big time on and off the court.
Oh, find the slinky pass.
We look at Indiana State's run in the NIT.
Jones the other way. Look at it.
Purdue's hopes of an NCAA title. And how the business of basketball is driving big-time bucks into the Hoosier economy.
So that the next one over Indiana will be like 100 years from now. We'll all be dead. I might not be.
World-famous actor William Shatner of Star Trek fame weighs in on Indiana's position to cash in on the solar eclipse. And
this film asks the question, how do you remember a loved one who lost their battle to addiction?
A Fishers, Indiana native paying homage to his sister through the power of film. A Hoosier family's powerful story. Inside Indiana Business is next.
From Indiana's business news leader, this is IBJ Media's Inside Indiana Business with Gary Dick. Presented by Elevate Ventures and Indiana University.
Hello and welcome to Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick. March Madness, a uniquely American phenomenon that has grown into a multi-billion dollar enterprise and an economic and visibility windfall for the cities that host and the schools that play. It's estimated that first and second round games in Indianapolis last week generated more than $14 million for the regional economy, not to mention the hours of national TV face time for the city. It's the beginning of a mad dash of madness. Next year, Indy will host Sweet 16 and Elite Eight games. In 2026, the men's Final Four, the women's Final Four in 2028, and the men's Final Four returns for a record-tying 10th time in the Circle City in 2029. Well, this year, Purdue is the lone Indiana school to make the big dance on the men's side. The number one seed, Boilers, helping sell out Gainbridge Fieldhouse in the first and second rounds. On the women's side, four seed IU packed Assembly Hall for two games, packing some economic punch for Bloomington as well. Well, that was the scene this week as Indiana State won, beat Cincinnati in an exciting nail-biter in Terre Haute, and earned the right to go to Hinkle Fieldhouse on the campus of Butler University for the NIT. ISU didn't make the big dance, but the fact that they are in the NIT Final Four is having a big impact in Terre Haute.
Play going.
Bird inside. College basketball's player of the year, Larry Bird.
More than 40 years after Larry Bird and the Indiana State Sycamores captivated the nation with an improbable run to the championship game of March Madness.
Check statistically on the Johnson-Bird matchup. Each with 10 points.
Basketball fever is again running high in Paradise.
It's absolutely perfect, and I'll tell you, our downtown restaurants are absolutely loving the buzz of the past few weeks. They're all packed. We've had thousands of people in the area for different events. We hosted a rally in the valley here at the corner of 9th and Wabash. Just tons of great things happening. It's really nice to see that economic, that economic impact for our smaller businesses as well.
There are Sycamore banners everywhere. Storefronts are painted. We host a downtown kind of festival, beer garden, pre-games before these NIT games, and folks are smiling.
Kosis' pass is knocked down.
Oh, great pass! No look for Larry!
The fact that the Sycamores were snubbed by the NCAA selection committee after a 28-win season has only amplified national attention on ISU.
Potential six-point swing.
And Terre Haute. And first-term mayor Brandon Sackman says that presents a unique opportunity to address a major community goal, increasing population.
The amount of times CBS, Pat McAfee, ESPN have mentioned Indiana State University, that's worth more than every single billboard they have on I-70 right now.
For the Indiana State Sycamores, Robbie Avila!
We have seen a strong college athletic program have a positive effect on student enrollment at James Madison University, at Colorado University, at Grand Canyon University. So we're looking at other programs and even other mid-majors capitalize on athletic success for positive student enrollment.
We've been doing a ton of targeted ads during this time period, and we've reached over 200,000 people just in the past 2 weeks. So, you know, again, those numbers are still coming in, but we're really trying to capitalize on those individuals that we know we have here. Terre Haute has a long history as being kind of a sports destination tourism community, whether you're talking about the Laverne Gibson cross country course that brings in thousands of collegiate athletes every year, you're talking about Griffin Bike Park or some of the other great things that we have here, you know, those all have contributed and really led to a very stable base of a profitable base of sports marketing in our area. So now our next goal is to translate that into long-term residents.
And building on some momentum in downtown Terre Haute. In fact, the city of Terre Haute just inked a $69 million public-private deal to bring two hotels downtown and Skywalk connections to the convention center there. Now on to the business of football, where the horseshoe is going global. The NFL granting the Indianapolis Colts marketing rights for Germany and Austria are part of the league's effort to grow its prominence in international markets. The move comes on the heels of the Colts playing in Frankfurt last fall. Also ahead,
solar eclipse mania has officially hit the Hoosier State hard.
Eclipse classes, certainly.
Coming up, I'll tell you how this Johnson County town is cashing in on what's being billed as the celestial event of the century.
Here's what's making news around Indiana. Brought to you by the Indiana Association of Realtors. Indiana's 21,000 realtors. The neighbors you know, the experts you can count on.
Space, a final frontier.
The Starship Enterprise had the country buzzing back in the 1960s. I remember that. Today, it's another out-of-this-world experience. It is estimated that some 600,000 people will visit Indiana for the upcoming solar eclipse. But what are some of the smaller cities throughout the state doing to get ready for the big event? Mary Rachel Redmond here now with details.
Well, T-minus 1 week and a day or two and counting until the celestial event of the century hits the Hoosier skies and cities across the state gearing up for some what some describe as their Super Bowl in space. In fact, Bloomington even landed Captain Kirk.
Uhura?
Nothing, Captain. If she's here, she's rigged for silent running.
It's an event of astronomical proportions. Something not lost on Star Trek star William Shatner.
Reverse engine.
Who will be in Bloomington for the total solar eclipse at IU's Hoosier Cosmic Celebration.
Well, the sun is going to be eclipsed. That alone is a monumental event. And, you know, I mean, it happens every year. The sun gets in the way of the sun every year. But it affects some narrow part of the Earth, so that the next one over Indiana will be like 100 years from now. We'll all be dead. I might not be, but you guys are going to be dead the next time. So it's an event. But when you ponder the mystery, if you ponder what's taking place in the heavens, it's gargantuan.
Silver screen persona aside, Shatner actually knows a thing or two about space.
William Shatner?
In 2021, at 90 years young, he became the oldest living person to travel into space aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin space shuttle.
To me, the magic of the eclipse, the extraordinary events it all took in the heavenly bodies to cause this eclipse should make us ponder the mystery of existence, of our own existence, of the existence of everything else, and how unified everything is.
While Shatner is seemingly waxing poetic about the upcoming eclipse, perhaps there's more there than just his theatrical expertise at work. There's no telling the kind of effect a total solar eclipse can have on a person. Everything from the oohs and ahs to applause and even some tears.
Before you die, he said, you owe it to yourself to experience a total solar eclipse.
Oh, it's emotional. I can't explain why, but it is.
I'm scared. Honestly, this is kind of scary.
Oh, this is just unbelievable.
But Festival Country Indiana executive director Ken Koski, well, he knew back in 2017 that the eclipse would be a big-time tourism opportunity for the city of Franklin.
We've been planning this for 6 years. I went to a conference, and one of the speakers had just been through the 2017 eclipse, and they provided great insight on how to have our eclipse in 2024 be successful.
And the Johnson County town of 25,000 is more than ready to cash in on what's being billed as the celestial event of the century.
This is kind of our Super Bowl. We expect an economic impact of up to $24 million just from one weekend. So we're very excited to welcome people into our community.
And preparing for the eclipse has also been a unifying affair for small businesses.
I think I look at it as, yes, there are economic opportunities. Absolutely. They are going to abound. But I also look at it as a long-term thing. I look at the people that are going to visit our city and that they're going to look at it and say, holy cow, this is a cool place. Holy cow, I would love to come back and visit. Holy cow, I'd love to live there. You know, I'd love to invest there and be a partner in the community. So I think I look at it from that standpoint too, not just my own personal business. It's great for our town.
Yes, and the town of Franklin got me swagged out. I've got my eclipse glasses, which by the way are completely blacked out. Yeah. I can't see a thing right now. Yeah. Gave me these awesome sweatshirts. They've got all kinds of stuff going on in Franklin. It's really going to be an exciting day, April 8th.
Yeah, in Franklin and all over the state of Indiana. Thanks for that report, Mary Rachel. And while you're here, let's get caught up with what's happening around the state of Indiana. And we begin in West Lafayette, where a massive deal is in the works to bring a semiconductor plant to Tippecanoe County. The Wall Street Journal reporting South Korean-based semiconductor chipmaker Sky Hynix planning to build a $4 billion, a $4 billion facility in West Lafayette at Purdue University. It is a project that could create up to 1,000 jobs. Purdue and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation calling it a special economic development announcement that's set for next Wednesday. And we'll dive much deeper into the story in next week's show. Meantime, positive news for East Central Indiana's role in the supply chain. Menasha Packaging planning to invest $70 million to consolidate and expand its two facilities in Richmond. Menasha is a family-owned company based out of Wisconsin and has been in business for, get this, 175 years.
Lawrence County's Limestone Belt getting a massive investment from the federal government. Heidelberg Materials in Mitchell snagging $500 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to build a carbon capture and sequestration system, which is a big step toward Heidelberg's goal of becoming a carbon neutral operation. And Gary getting some help to battle blight from one of Northwest Indiana's most popular attractions. The Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, donating $3 million to Gary to help pay for the demolition of abandoned and rundown buildings in the city's downtown area. It's all part of a long-range plan to revitalize downtown Gary.
All right, Mary Rachel, thank you. Lots of business news making headlines around Indiana this week. Coming up next.
I'm Vince Dixon, the writer-director of Sometimes I Imagine Your Funeral, a new short film based on a letter I wrote, but never sent, to my sister Lauren just a few weeks before she overdosed.
More with Fisher's native Vince Dixon on his quest to pay homage to his sister and those struggling with addiction. Well, this week's Business of Health has a bit of a Hollywood twist. A filmmaker from Fisher's coming back home from L.A., to make a short film about his sister's battle with addiction, which ultimately took her life. Business of Health reporter Kylie Valletta is in Fishers to tell us how that city is playing a role in the film.
Thanks, Gary. Vince Dixon's sister also called Fisher's home, which is why he's coming back here to shoot the film. He hopes it will be a conversation starter about addiction, and one of the first conversations will take place here at the Community Fairbanks Recovery Center, which will screen and host a discussion about loving someone who's battling addiction.
Her smile and her laugh were just, like, unmistakable. She could just light up the room. Always life of the party, for better or for worse.
Lauren told her brother life always just seemed easier for him, but they both suffered a tragic loss when their mother battled cancer and later committed suicide when the siblings were teenagers.
Around the time that our mom died by suicide, she started to get into, like, more harder drugs, dropped out of high school. It was just really hard for her to deal with all of that and just deal with, you know, just what the hand she was dealt, I guess.
Lauren died from an overdose when she was 26 years old. Just days before her death, Vince wrote a letter to her, but never sent it.
I've turned this letter I wrote into a script that it both encapsulates those feelings, those negative emotions, anger, grief, guilt, resentment, but it also features a lot of hope about how I want to remember my sister.
Taking words from his letter, the short film is called Sometimes I Imagine Your Funeral. Set to film in late May in Fishers, the crew will be a mix of L.A. and indie filmmakers and feature Indiana actors. Vince works at Paramount Plus in L.A., but says filming in his hometown is more authentic.
It feels definitely more genuine. And also, I know that the Indiana community is among some of the hardest hit with drug use and an overdose. So all of those kind of combined that point me to this is the right move. Filming in Indiana is what we have to do.
Community Fairbanks Recovery Center in Indianapolis will screen and host a discussion about the short film, which focuses on what it feels like to love someone battling addiction and how to support them.
Because when I was trying to help Lauren, I had no idea what I was doing. It was, I'm embarrassed to admit, it was after she passed away that I was looking up how I could help a loved one going through addiction. I didn't understand, like, what to do and what I shouldn't do.
Vince hopes the film helps audiences open up about addiction. He hid Lawrence from his friends, but wishes he hadn't.
I really do hope that this film can shine a light on that and just let people know that they're not alone, that other people are going through this, and there are ways and resources that they can get help.
Vince has raised almost $15,000 on his crowdfunding site to pay for the project and needs at least $5,000 more. With a deadline in about 2 weeks, he's looking for businesses to help reach his fundraising goal.
This is a community-made film, and that doesn't just mean individuals. We're really hoping to use this as a way that a company could get involved and put their name behind the project and help spread this important message.
Vince says it was important to involve Community Fairbanks Recovery Center. Not only did his sister attend rehab here, but the nonprofit also helped his family heal and continues to help other local families. Gary, back to you.
Kylie, thank you. Vince isn't new to Indy's film industry. Last spring, his short film called Junebug won an audience award at the Indy Film Fest. And we'll be right back after this.
At PNC Bank, we're committed to making a difference in the lives of our customers and communities by helping them move forward financially. As a Main Street bank, we try to do right by our customers with every encounter. Our local teams offer personalized financial advice to help guide you in making the best decision. We're proud to be part of your community. PNC Bank. See how we can make a difference for you at pnc.com. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Exceptional Employer of the Year Award goes to Qualify.
I wanted to shout out the reason for this award, our team. We pride ourselves on being employees first, being selfless, and most importantly, having diversity as an advantage. So that's a huge part.
That's Darian Michael, the co-founder and CEO of Qualify, on the big stage at Indiana's Oscars of Tech, the MIRA Awards. Michael's Noblesville-based company won last year's MIRA Award for Exceptional Employer. This year's TechPoint MIRA Awards will look a lot different. Indiana's annual celebration of tech innovators and entrepreneurs moving to a new location and a new format. The event moving from the Indiana Convention Center to the Old National Center in downtown Indy, with the goal of making it more statewide and also an event to showcase Indiana tech.
So our vision is really to make it a theater-style sit-down dinner gala show to be followed by after party. So there won't be any dinner served, but plenty of food option around the Mass Ave and around town. And come ready and hopefully you have your dinner before afterwards and be ready to celebrate.
Much more with TechPoint President and CEO Ting Gudi on the new Mira Awards format and the state of technology in Indiana on an upcoming edition of the Business and Beyond podcast.
Time now for our Eye on Education, brought to you by PNC Bank.
Well, we have our eyes on education as we roll out the next Business and Beyond podcast. I talk with IU President Pam Witten on what she sees as the opportunities and challenges for the new IU Indianapolis. This fall, there will no longer be an IUPUI after 53 years, IU and Purdue splitting into two separate universities. Planning is certainly well underway for the transformation. And IU President Pam Witten says that new IU Indianapolis has an opportunity and a goal to be the number one urban research institution in the country.
And what we're going to see is all the things, both implicit and explicit, that happen when you have a Research One university in a city. And you put on top of that the fact that we are going to be the best urban public research university in the country, and we'll feel it. We'll all have a bounce in our step from it.
Much more with IU President Pam Witten on what's next for the new IU Indianapolis. That's on the next Business and Beyond podcast presented by PNC starting Monday at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick. Go out and make it a successful week.
Thank you for listening to the Inside Indiana Business Television podcast. Remember, you can get the latest business news from every corner of the state at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. I'm Gary Dick. Go out and make it a successful week.